If you were to ask me one of my all-time top five favorite movies, I would quick to mention Shawshank Redemption. Maybe you know the story of Andy and you've seen the movie, but here's a man who was falsely accused and had everything stripped from him, in prison, and with no hope. And yet, he had hope. In fact, in the end of the movie, he writes a letter to his dear friend and says, "Remember, Ray, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things." And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great week. Hope things are rolling for you. Hey, this is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from my listeners. Thank you. Also, we are brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. That's gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. So, probably one of the worst places in life to be is when you feel like there's no hope. There are no options. There are no possible doors that might open. There's no answer. There's just no one to reach out to. It just seems like you literally are at the end of your rope, backed into a corner, everything's against you, and you feel completely exhausted. But guess what? There's always hope. You can get through just about anything if you have hope. Hope is like the gas to living faithfully to the end of the trial. And there will be more trials, but there's always hope. I think in today's world, I see a lack of hope more than I ever have. People see the headlines, hear all the social media and news experts talk about, you know, how bad everything is. Even people in the church continually complain about the world and about where we're at and about the United States and prices and gas and inflation. And you know what? The truth is that despair sells, not hope. That's why the media, social media, the news outlets, they love to sell despair. But even in the hardest of times, and I'm not saying we are not in some perilous times, we are, but even in the worst of times, we can navigate with joy, comfort, if we understand the power of hope. Romans 5:3-5, Paul says that we can rejoice in our sufferings because we are a people of hope. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint or put us to shame because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who's been given to us. I love the translation that says, hope does not disappoint. It doesn't. It doesn't disappoint. If you feel disappointed, it's probably because you feel no hope. And how does one get hope? I mean, okay, hope doesn't disappoint, but how does one get hope? Well, going through the pain of life, and we all go through the pain of life, don't we? I have, I do, I am. Well, Romans 15:13 says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We see three critical elements in this verse. First of all, God is the God of hope. It is in his nature. It is his DNA. If you were to squeeze God, hope would come out. It's simply who he is. And if you know God, you should have an everlasting source of hope. Secondly, it answers when we can expect to get hope. So when do we get hope, Garth? It says it, now. Now is the time for hope. Not once our problems are solved. Not once we win the lottery, or we get a wife, or a new job, or the kids move out of the house, but now. I think that's one of the ways the enemy tricks us. He thinks, well, you'll get hope when this and that and the other are taken care of and finally resolved. Guess what? Some of those things might never get resolved. They might never get taken care of, but you can still have hope now. And third, and this sounds weird, but hope is cyclical. The verse says that the God of hope will fill you so that you may have hope. So we know God, he fills us with hope, and it strengthens our understanding of who he is, bringing us more hope. And how's this done? Well, simply, and it's so simple we miss it, by the power of the Holy Spirit. The verse says right there that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So today, may you simply call out to God and say, Father, I need who you are, hope, to fill me with who you are, hope, so that now I can trust and rest and expect your Spirit to fill me. And guess what? When you do, when you call out to Him and say, Holy Spirit, fill me so that I can now have hope, watch what happens. You will start to see new things, new possibilities, new opportunities. In the struggle of life where you are in the corner, backed up with no door open, it will begin to grow. It will change you, change your mind, open your eyes to new directions, and yes, fill you with who God is, and that's the God of hope. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast. Until tomorrow, have hope.